Exclusive, Representative Lauren Boebert. SCOTUS protects 2A rights while Senate Republicans cave. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 23, 2022. Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, spoke to Breitbart News about the Supreme Court ruling in NISRPA v. Bruin, noting, "All this is taking place in the Supreme Court while we have Republicans in the Senate who are caving on Second Amendment rights." Breitbart News reported that the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 Thursday against New York's proper cause requirement for concealed carry permit issuance. Boebert celebrated the decision, telling Breitbart News, "This is an amazing victory for the Second Amendment and on Justice Clarence Thomas' 74th birthday. He gave a great gift, making sure that it is settled law that states must be shall-issue states." Boebert suggested the ruling disallows governors picking and choosing who can carry a firearm for self-defense and who cannot. But it didn't stop there. "It ensured us the right to be able to protect ourselves outside of our homes," she added. Breitbart News noted that Justice Thomas' majority opinion in NISRPA v. Bruin states, "We too agree, and now hold, consistent with Heller and McDonald, that the Second and Fourteenth Amendments protect an individual's right to carry a handgun for self-defense outside the home." Boebert noted that while the Supreme Court ruling protects the exercise of the Second Amendment, some Senate Republicans are working to enact a gun control. Those Republicans, led by Senator John Cornyn, RTX, are pushing a bill that expands background checks for some gun buyers, uses taxpayer money to incentivize states to enact red flag laws, and broadens the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, NICS, prohibited purchasers list by using domestic violence statutes to cover dating relationships. Boebert seized on the red flag portion, saying, "We are certainly fighting that in the House of Representatives. Leadership has our back, Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA. Whip Steve Scalise, RLA, is whipping against those red flag laws. And of course the House Freedom Caucus and the Second Amendment Caucus, which I co-chair with Representative Thomas Massey. RKY, we have taken a firm stance against those red flag laws and those compromises that were made in the Senate." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. Reach him at @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.